He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious? You know, Friday the 13th. It's off to a good start so far in the market. Rally continues. I've been saying every week in my newsletter that this bull market is still intact. In fact, I sound like a broken record over the last almost 6 years now. What will I be saying this week? Well, we'll be writing the newsletter. Right now, the Dow is over 18,000. 18,004 right now. It is up 33 points. We'll see if it holds throughout the day, however. It looks like, to me, one of those kind of days that could fade. But we got to be happy with how the market has behaved here recently. We also have the S&P up 3. We're at 2,091, which I believe is a new all-time high. I'll be updating my technical analysis of all of the markets this weekend in the newsletter, telling you how they look right now. Are we getting a little extended here? We'll see. The NASDAQ up 8 points right now to 4,865. 4,865, closing in on 5,000. Crude oil, big story this week, isn't it? 52.84. What happened to 25, you guys? A lot of people saying we're headed right to 25. Boy, crude oil has found a bottom, and it's coming back. And those oil stocks that I bought, I think I own five, either four or five. They've done really well since purchase, and who knows? I'm looking to do some buying here today. Got a little money to spend. The gold market, we're at 1,230, up just under 1% there. Gold can get no traction whatsoever. You're better off, like I said, in stocks. For many years now, the 10-year yield is at 2.01%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, you know, the rally continues in the market. We're seeing all-time highs in the market. The U.S. economy continues to grow, but we have to be on our toes. We have to have our eyes in the rearview mirror at all times to make sure nothing's creeping up on us from behind. The bull's long in the tooth, yes. But the tooth keeps getting longer, doesn't it? The earnings season is starting to wind down once again until, you know, what, March, April, May, right around tax time. Okay, there's one of the happiest times of the year, April 15th, right around then. We'll have earnings, we'll be in the midst of earnings season once again. We'll be watching in the next several days here, news out of Greece. And the EU, Greece has committed to reach a deal with the European Union. They say we'll do whatever we can do so that a deal is found. Well, we'll see. You know, we've heard this before. I can remember the last Greek crisis when Greek bonds were soaring. Interest rates were soaring. Greek bonds were plunging. Then it spread to Italy. Then it spread to Spain. Then it spread to Portugal. Ireland's had the crisis of their own, but meanwhile the ECB will extend to Greece another $5 billion in emergency loans following fears that withdrawals from the banks. I mean, the Greeks are getting very nervous and they're starting to withdraw money from the banks. So we'll see whether or not that can be worked out. You've got two sides that are pretty much polar opposites right now in the Germans and the new Syriza party that's been elected in Greece. We've had some GDP data out of Europe. And you know, this backs up what I've been saying. The areas of the world that are growing right now, or you can count them on one hand, right? You can count them, in fact, on about three or four fingers right now. The U.S. is growing by about, let's just call it 3%. Let's just round it off. Well, we got GDP from Germany today. 0.7%. You know, that's like 5 miles per hour. You ever travel through a neighborhood, maybe I don't know, so, or a parking lot, and the speed limit's 5 miles per hour? That's about how the German economy is going right now, and they represent a big chunk of that European economy. And that's why I have no exposure to the European markets right now. Now, they have their day in the sun, too. Who knows? They're hoping that all of this quantitative easing that's been prescribed by Mario Draghi, the ECB president, is going to lift and propel their economy. Well, we're still waiting. It has not been seen yet. Meanwhile, we have the French economy expanding by just 0.4%. 0.4%. I mean, that's just barely keeping your head above water. And if your head goes below water, then it's negative growth. And you're dragged down, and that's called the recession if you get two straight quarters of negative growth. So right now, the European economy just barely positive. And I would have to say the move by Draghi, if anything, was to stave off recession in Europe. And of course, Europe could really be thrown into a tailspin if they can't get this Greek problem under control. And if it were to spread once again like it did last time to other countries that also have had some budgetary problems in the past, like Italy, like Portugal, like Spain, like Ireland. So we'll just see how this all works out, but it's definitely something to keep our eye on. Meanwhile, the numbers coming from the U.S. economy, we're still one of the growers in the world. China's still one of the growers in the world, isn't it? And even though China takes a lot of heat for not growing like they used to, if you believe the numbers, they're still growing by about 6-7% per year, if you believe the numbers. And the Chinese market's done okay. The Chinese A shares have had a very good week this week. The Chinese A shares can be bought through mutual funds, through ETFs. It's very hard to buy the individual stocks trade on the Chinese markets. We can buy the ADRs over here, but there's not that many of them. And there's a big difference between the ETF that's FXI, which trades the ADR stocks, and you have the other one, which is ASHR, which trades the A shares. The A shares were up 50% last year. And I do have some exposure because that is one of the economies that continues to grow. And I continue to have some exposure to India. India has also had a very good run here. In fact, it's still, as of last week, the leading index in the world. I think it's up 7 or 8% this year. It was up about 40% last year, running way ahead of the U.S. And that's another one that you can buy through ETFs, through mutual funds. Very hard to buy the individual stocks other than the ADRs. I own Cognizant. I had several articles out this week. I had an article on McDonald's saying, Mr. CEO, here's what I would do to get me back, to create lines out the door once again at McDonald's. Here's what I would do. Take it or leave it. I also had an article out on Cognizant Technology, which is gives you India exposure and also healthcare exposure. Not only is that one of the hottest indexes in the world, but it's also one of the hottest sectors in the world, healthcare. And Cognizant combines those two in their company, CTSH, and has been very good to me. I also had an article out on AmerisourceBergen, ABC. Remember Michael Jackson? It's simple as 1, 2, 3, you know. ABC is breaking out to new highs also. You know, everybody talks about J&J and Johnson, and it's the big one that everybody recognizes. Well, you know, compare the chart of ABC, AmerisourceBergen, and compare the returns over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years versus the returns of Johnson & Johnson. Which one would you rather have in your portfolio? Which one would you rather have in your lineup? We're here to put the best players. We're here to field the very best team that we possibly can. in our portfolios. I don't want a bunch of has-beens. I don't want A-Rod at third base. Oh, hey, maybe A-Rod will have a breakout year this year. I don't know. We'll see. But I want companies that are flourishing right now, not companies that have had their better years. Their better years are now in the rearview mirror. Anyways, that's one of the concepts that I teach. It's one of the concepts behind Best Stocks Now, which is the name of the show, which is the name of the app that I invented, and which is the name of the newsletter that goes out every weekend. When we come back, I'll have a fresh example for you of a Best Stock Now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, I believe, isn't the All-Star game coming up in the NBA? They have showed recently here, they had a couple of the ball players and opening, ringing the bell on Wall Street. James Harden of the Houston Rockets. Hey, I used to watch the Rockets. They were the San Diego Rockets. What happened to San Diego NBA basketball? I grew up not too far from the sports arena in San Diego, and we had an NBA team. We also had an ABA team, the San Diego Clippers, which eventually went to Los Angeles and have had a storied history themselves. But I watched James Harden shoot a basket, couple baskets for charity on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, and I also watched the guy from the Oklahoma Thunder, I'll think of his name, Kevin Durant, and he sunk, I think, one basket or so. But you ever see the shoes these guys wear? Somewhere along the way, I saw a pair of shoes that Shaq, and Shaq was on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange talking to him this week. So I thought I would feature a sports stock that's done pretty well. You know, I'm going to do some buying today. I almost pulled the trigger yesterday, but it was getting a little late in the day. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that I gave people time. I do send out push notifications when I buy something to my live trading audience. And I thought, you know, I don't want to cut it this close. So today I've got about three or four on my list. I don't know which ones yet that I'm going to narrow it down to. I have a list of stocks that I'm looking at. One that's been on my list for quite some time, but I've always had a hard time with the valuation of the shares. But the company's in the news again here. I see that Under Armour unveiled the Curry 1 basketball shoe at an event last night in New York City in front of the NBA All-Star Game planned for this weekend. The timing is spot on for the company, with Curry receiving more All-Star votes than Nike's LeBron James. Okay, there we go. You've got Curry receiving more All-Star votes than Nike's LeBron James and Kevin Durant this year. Kevin Durant represents Nike to finish off a remarkable rise from his humble start as a lightly regarded prospect from Davidson. UA calls the advertising campaign for the Curry 1 the largest media exposure it's ever fired off. The Curry 1 is Under Armour's biggest direct challenge to Nike's dominance in basketball. Priced at just half of what many of Nike's premium basketball shoe products sell at, strong demand for the Curry 1 could crack the door open for Under Armour in the lucrative business. Well, who will you be rooting for? Curry or Durant? Nike versus Under Armour. Under Armour's kind of the upstart, aren't they? They haven't been around as long as Nike has. Under Armour has made quite a comeback from their big fall from grace back in 2019 when they or 2009 when they became a $2 stock. Anything under $5 is considered a penny stock, and now it's back to $74 per share, headquartered out of Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, I wonder how much money Curry will make on each pair of Curry 1s. I'm sure he's getting a nice little hefty paycheck to be the guy behind the Curry 1s that's taking on Nike. Under Armour is now a $16 billion company. Nike, by contrast, out of Beaverton, Oregon, is an $80 billion company. So Under Armour is the David, and Nike is the Goliath. Under Armour is one-fifth the size of Nike, but they're pesky. I mean, it's like having a little rock in the heel of your shoe, isn't it? Your basketball shoe, and they're giving Nike a little bit of pain right now. Let's take a look. Let's put Under Armour under the microscope right now. You know, Under Armour has had a phenomenal run. And my son keeps telling me, Dad, nobody wears Under Armour. Nike's by far the king. So have I bought it? He's talked me out of buying Under Armour. But I can only place the blame on myself as I've watched this stock soar from $2 a share to $74 a share. Dad, nobody buys Under Armour. They all wear Nike. It's not cool to wear Under Armour. I said the same thing. I said, hey, Steven, this Skechers shoes just keeps breaking out. Ah, nobody wears Skechers. Somebody wears them. The stock's breaking out. You know, sometimes you have to almost separate the story from the performance of the stock. Likewise, you'll see things that are seemingly very, very popular and in vogue, and the stock is crashing. Oh, don't sell that. This thing's really, really popular. Yeah, well, you know what? The chart tells me more than anything about the health of a stock. And the chart on Under Armour has been pretty doggone good from 2 all the way up to 74. Over the last 5 years, Under Armour, UA, on the New York Stock Exchange has been clipping along at 64% per year up and down the basketball court. Boy, that's like the old Laker days when they ran up and down. What'd they call that? Showtime. Up and down, racing. Remember the guy, the basketball coach, Loyola Marymount, and the Hank Gathers and all of that? They were scoring like 180 points per game. That's exciting basketball. It wasn't too good for Hank Gathers. So we have the market averaging 14% per year, while Under Armour's been delivering 63%. Over the last 3 years, Under Armour's been delivering 53% per year, while the market's been delivering 15%. And Under Armour's been running laps around the market. Over the last 12 months, it's up another 37%, while the market's up 15%. There's no denying it. This is one of the stars. This is one of the all-stars in the entire market right now from a performance point of view. Now, it's always been the valuation that's given me heartburn, and it still gives me heartburn, and that's why I don't own it right now. It's trading at 51 times forward earnings. But I know there's big profit margins in those fancy shoes, and I suppose it deserves a multiple like that. They're expected to grow by 24% per year over the next 5 years. This one's got a PEG ratio over 2. I like them under 1. Man, it just causes me heartburn. But then again, this chart looks like it's getting ready to break out once again. You know, I'm going to leave this one up to you. Here's my issues. It's one of the best performing stocks in the entire market. It has a lot of room to grow. It's $16 billion. Nike's $80 billion. It can keep chipping along, chipping away at Nike's market share. But man, 51 times forward earnings, PE ratio of 78. It does come in at number 132 out of 3,947. Up and down the court they go. Which one is going to win the slam dunk contest? It's definitely an example of a best stock now, but it's not one that I currently own. It is one on my watch list. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've covered what's going on in Greece. They're hoping to reach a deal with the EU. Greece has said that they'll do whatever they can do to get a deal. And we'll find out probably sometime early in the week as to what that deal is and whether or not it will stave off all kinds of tumult and all kinds of problems with the potential of Greece leaving the EU and other countries following. You know, we'll just see what happens. In the meantime, they've written another check for $5 billion to get them through another several days during these negotiations. One party's anti-austerity and the other party to the negotiators saying you must maintain your austerity. We'll see. And meanwhile, the GDP in Europe confirms what I've been saying. There's still very little, if any, growth in Europe. That's why I have no exposure there. 0.1 1%. Oh, 0.7% was the growth in Germany in the most recent quarter. That's annualized. And in France, just 0.4% growth. Meanwhile, we know that the ECB is printing money like crazy to try to stave off a recession. It's better to invest in areas of the world that are flourishing right now. And one of those areas on a relative basis continues to be the good old U.S. of A. We have did a feature here just now on Under Armour, which is taking on Nike in a big way. The release of their new shoe, the Curry 1 basketball shoe. You know, I might look good. Are they high toppers? I like those high toppers that give me ankle support. I was shooting some baskets with some of the kids the other day, and maybe these shoes would help, because I couldn't hit the I couldn't throw the basketball and hit the ocean in the ocean if I tried. I don't know what's wrong with my shot. I think they should check the rim on that court. I think maybe it's off just a little bit. Put a level on that thing. Come on. But maybe the shoes will help. The Curry 1 basketball shoes to be unveiled at the NBA All-Star Game. Gonna take a chunk of market share away from Nike, which is an $80 billion company. Under Armour, a $16 billion company. Okay, this is one. The next one I'm going to feature is one of the most unsexy stocks. You'd have to say Under Armour is kind of a sexy stock. You know, it's associated with all these sports stars and whatnot. Curry, one of the bigger stars. Didn't he play for Davidson? I want to say he played for Davidson. And one of the stars in the NBA these days. Well, this one's not quite as sexy, but the returns and the valuation I still find to be very compelling. The other day, normally I go up and down the stairs here in our building for my lunch hour. I'm in the 19th floor of a 20-story building, and that's my exercise at work. Going up and down the stairs several times during my lunch break while everybody's going to get a cheeseburger and fries or to Chipotle or to other places. I'm in the stairwell listening to Bloomberg Radio, getting the updates after the market closes on earnings estimates and whatnot. But the other day I decided to take a walk around town just to see what's going on here, get some fresh air. You know, there's a lot of restaurants that come and go. We live not too far, and our office is just a few blocks from what's called the Gas Lamp District here in San Diego. And literally every place is a restaurant. I mean, there's an entire one, two, maybe three, four blocks of restaurants. And I've noticed that they come and go, and some are full and some are empty. I think it has a lot to do with the service and the food, personally. But they come and go. And every time it seems to me that a restaurant comes and goes, this little company out of, I want to say Elgin, Illinois, is that it? Yeah, Elgin, Illinois, which I featured before, seems to make out okay. They're kind of the picks and shovels in the restaurant industry, because when you open a new restaurant, you're probably going to put in all new cooking equipment. You know, you got to put in the pizza ovens, you got to put in the commercial cooking, the warming, the baking equipment, and all the appliances, and it's all stainless steel, and it looks nice. And you know, even these show kitchens now, where you can see the guys chopping and dicing, and how pretty it all is, and the flames coming up. You know, when I go to a restaurant, I like to sit at the counter, if they still have a counter. We went to a place in Pasadena. We were up at Santa Anita Racetrack last weekend to watch some big races. We have a friend that's a trainer there, and he had a horse running against California Chrome and the big guys in the big race. And Pasadena, there's a little place called Russell's. Russell's has been around since the 30s. My father took us to Russell's. They have some of the best hash browns I've ever had in my life. And is there anything better in the morning than crisp hash brown potatoes? Oh my gosh. And they have a counter. I love to sit at the counter and watch the waitresses, you know, barking the orders at the cooks. You ever notice that the cooks are so grouchy? Boy, they're grouchy about 6 a.m. the waitress will bring a plate back, you know, like the customer didn't quite like it or something, and you'll see the cook just kind of throw it down. It's kind of funny to sit there and watch all this going back and forth. Anyways, Middleby. That brings me back to Middleby with all of their grills and their pizza ovens and their cooking and their warming and their baking equipment. This is now a $6 billion company. This is now a mid-cap. And this is one that I own in my speculative trading account. It doesn't quite trade enough volume for institutions. You know, it's just doesn't trade a lot of volume. And I don't know why, because it's really been a very good stock over the years. Middleby, M-I-D-D, on the NASDAQ, is up there with the best of the best as far as a performance, from a performance standpoint. Over the last 10 years, believe it or not, and this puts it in the upper echelons, 28% per year, while the market's delivered just 5.7. And over the last 5 years, this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. And, you know, while it's not sexy, it's not those flashy shoes that all the NBA All-Stars will be wearing. It's pizza ovens and grills and baking equipment and appliances. But, man, do they make money. Over the last 5 years, they've delivered 48% per year to investors. I'll bet a lot of restaurants have changed hands over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, 48% per year. And over the last 12 months, 26%. Now, believe it or not, when I put Middleby up against all the companies out there, my grading system is an equal opportunity grader. I don't care if you've got sexy basketball shoes, the latest drug for hepatitis C, or pizza ovens. It doesn't matter. That's what I like about math. It's non-emotional. It just takes a look. Just the facts. Just the numbers. Give me the numbers. We'll crunch the numbers and we'll spit back a result. We're not biased in any way. This little pizza oven company gets an A+ performance grade from the Best Stocks Now app. Hey, it's all relative. This is just a numbers thing. We're grading on the curve here. It's top of its class. All right. A+, all right, and the momentum grade right now is A- because I've watched this stock breaking out here recently to new all-time highs. Now, I'm not recommending anything here. I'm giving you an example of a company that is flourishing, a company that must be well-managed. You know, I've never met the CEO. I don't know what the CEO looks like. I don't know what their facility looks like in Elgin, Illinois. I don't know what their sales force looks like, but they're winning a lot of contracts. They're doing something right to produce A+ performance results. Now we get into the valuation of the shares. Well, it's gotten a little bit more expensive here recently, but it's still trading at a PEG ratio of 1. You know, Under Armour's was over 2. Means it's trading right at about what its growth rate is right now. It's not the cheapest stock around, but I can still justify this company continue, as long as they can continue to grow and increase their earnings year over year, which they've been doing at a clip of 27% per year recently, I still think there's upside potential. Potential. Key word, potential. And when I weigh the A+ performance data grade and the reasonable valuation on the stock, there's 3,947 stocks in my beststocksnow.com database, graded on a daily basis, ranked on a daily basis. Middleby currently comes in at number 110, and again, emphasize it's a stock that I own in my speculative trading account here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are
are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I can't emphasize enough how important that song, being in the right place at the right time, and being out of the wrong place, you know, at the wrong time. And, you know, the market, that's all you can try to do. It's kind of like a 150-foot putt on the green. If you can put it close, you know, once in a while you're going to drain. Not very often, but it's like the market, you know. There's the exact place to be at the right time. Nobody knows that. But we can certainly do our best to try to identify the neighborhoods. And, you know, just like in the newsletter every week, it begins with the asset classes out there that are available to us to invest in. Real estate, the bond market, commodities, gold, precious metals, stocks, foreign stocks, domestic stocks, small cap stocks. These are all asset classes that we have to choose from. And there's a couple of ways to look at this, you know, and some would say, well, just spread your money out amongst several asset classes or all the asset classes and weight it based on your age and your risk tolerance. And others would say, well, you know what, let's take a look at the environment that we're in. Are we in a rising interest rate environment? Are we in a falling interest rate environment? Are we in a growing GDP? Are we in a falling GDP? Are we in an inflationary environment? Are we in a deflationary environment? This all plays into it. And so we begin by trying to choose the neighborhood that we want to shop in. And, you know, for a long, long time, I've been saying that the best neighborhood, just looking around, it's all relative, one against another, comparing one against another, has been stocks, ownership, as opposed to loaning money. And secondly, that ownership has been more favorable here in the U.S. than in other economies around the world. The emerging markets still look horrible. And, you know, I mean, there's times when the emerging markets really emerge and the U.S. looks horrible. But that's not one of those times. This is an environment that continues to favor us. Now, further on down, as we narrow things down, being in the right place at the right time, we next get into the sectors of the market. There's certain sectors that are struggling right now. They're losing business. They're struggling to keep the doors open. Well, they're just struggling to stay even right now, to keep their head above water. It's a strong dollar environment. It's a low interest rate environment. That helps some, it hurts others. It's a low energy price environment. That helps some, that helps others. The sectors of the market are still very, very critical. One sector that really has my interest right now, I'll be disclosing over the weekend in my newsletter. In fact, I fully anticipate today making a couple of buys in this sector. This is probably the one sector that has got my interest right now more than any other sector in the market. And there's a couple of stocks from the sector that look really, really good right now. And it's a sector that hasn't been in the leading sectors for quite some time. That will be one of the main subjects, as I go try to narrow down what I'm going to write about in the newsletter. I'm definitely going to focus in on a sector that all of a sudden is emerging. And you know what? I like to catch sectors when they're just emerging, beginning to emerge. Will they continue to emerge? Will this be a false breakout? I'm seeing green shoots all over the place in this particular sector right now of the market. So that will be one of the subjects of the newsletter, which I'll pour my heart and soul into the next about 10 to 12 hours or so. And then when it's all done, when I've got it looking just like I wanted, it'll go out to thousands of people all over the world. We have followers. It's amazing some of the places we get people requesting the newsletter from. How did you hear about us? You know, I guess through the app somehow. But I'll be sending out thousands and thousands of newsletters this weekend. Some will have all the model portfolios and the new buys that I've made this week. I anticipate making several buys today. And those buys will be in the newsletter. You can get my newsletter. I give out 4 free weeks of the full newsletter, the full Monty, that has all of the model portfolios, everything we own, anything new we've bought, anything that we've sold, gotten rid of, moved on. And you can go to my website at pwstreet.com, and we will happily send out the newsletter to you. Also, you say, well, you know, I just have a 401k at work. Well, I have a mutual fund model. It's important to be in the right place. If anywhere, the importance of being in the right place at the right time is in your 401k. This is your chance. This is your chance to make the most you can out of your 401k, which is tax deferred, which gets favorable. You know, the contributions into it are tax deductible. The money's growing tax deferred. That is quite a benefit, because people that have trading accounts outside of retirement accounts, every time they make a gain, they got to give up a big chunk of that gain. It's called capital gains, short-term gains, long-term gains. In your 401k, you don't have that problem. You get to keep those gains until the end when you start taking your money out. And if you can compound on top of the gains you're making, man, that's the best of all worlds. So anyways, I do have a mutual fund section, a 401k section. You say, well, I'm a government employee. I only got like 6 choices in my TSP. I've even added a TSP. This is what I think right now about the market, and this is what I think how assets should be allocated right now. Take it or leave it. Talk to other people. See what they think. But here's what I think, and I don't pull any punches. I put my neck on the line every single weekend, and I have been bullish for the last almost 6 years. We'll see if there's anything showing up that I'm afraid of. There's always something I'm afraid of, and I always list the threats that are out there, the things that we need to be watching in the rearview mirror, because there is another bear market lurking out there somewhere. We just don't know when or where it will hit. It could come suddenly, or it may creep up on us. But I look for those telltale signs that things are starting to fall apart. Anyways, you can sign up for my weekly newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. And obviously, we manage money here. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.